Night, credit where credit is due. That's the charge from the minority in parliament who are slamming Finance Minister Kessy Olatunforson for trying to hijack the spotlight over Ghana's debt stock decline, insisting that progress which has been made is due to Akufo-Addo's bold decisions.
The minister is, how much of Ghana's public debt has the government repaid since they assumed office? How much? Zero. They haven't repaid any of Ghana's debts. And so if the debt to GDP ratio has reduced, how is the minister able to claim that they have done magic?
We have more from the minority's position on the media budget review as they accuse government of staging a city recovery. That's more PR than policy.
We are witnessing persistent arbitrage between the interbank market and the Forex Bureau, alongside a growing scarcity of foreign exchange. Perhaps the minister should know that, yes, Sidi no apiki, but Abuchi get the dollar.
We have details here on Top Story, brought to you by Telecel, connecting energy. Well, minority in parliament is firing shots at Finance Minister Dr. Kessy Olatunforson tonight, accusing him of trying to grab the spotlight over Ghana's debt stock decline. The MPP group is pushing back, insisting that any progress made is solely due to the Akufo-Addo government's bold decisions, particularly the debt exchange program. Speaking at a news conference earlier today, minority spokesperson on finance, Dr. Mohammed Amin Adam, claimed the government has not paid a city of Ghana's debt since it assumed office and cannot therefore take credit for the reduction. He called out to the minister for attempting to rewrite history and to take credit for someone else's work.
In the mid-year review, the government praised itself for a number of unearned achievements. The minister stated, for example, that Ghana's public debt to GDP ratio as at the end of June 2025 was 43.8%. He compared that with the 61.8% at the end of December 2024, and thereby stating that the public debt as a percentage of GDP reduced by 18% in just 6 months. The minister said that. He also said that Ghana's foreign debt as a percentage of total public debt declined from 57.4% at the end of 2024 to 49% in 6 months. That this has significantly improved Ghana's debt sustainability and that our debt to GDP ratio is at a 5-year low. The question we ask the minister is, how much of Ghana's public debt has the government repaid since they assumed office? How much? Zero. They haven't repaid any of Ghana's debts. And so, if the debt to GDP ratio has reduced, how is the minister able to claim that they have done magic? Yet they have not repaid any of Ghana's debts. It is no secret to any of you in the media the painstaking efforts the MPP government made to restructure our debt, particularly with our external commercial creditors. That led to outright debt cancellation of $5 billion and a debt service savings of $4.7 billion. So when we talk about reduction in the debt stock, which then will reduce our debt to GDP ratio, this is what we are talking about. But apart from this, what else has the new government done in terms of reducing our debt stock?
Well, Dr. Mohammed Amin Adam, who is the immediate past former finance minister, also warned that despite the government touting the city's appreciation against the US dollar and other major trading currencies, the gain exists only on what they describe as paper.
On the exchange rate situation, the minister indicated that, and we all heard it, he said, Sidi no apiki. That's what he said, isn't it? The developments in the foreign exchange market under this administration are deeply troubling. We are witnessing persistent arbitrage between the interbank market and the Forex Bureau, alongside a growing scarcity of foreign exchange. Perhaps the minister should know that, yes, Sidi no apiki, but Abuchi get the dollar, as my brother Honorable Adongo once said. And the arbitrage we are seeing is quite wide. Whilst the minister is talking about interbank rate of 10 cedis to a dollar, the Abuchi is selling it at over 13 cedis to a dollar. And on top of that, the banks don't have forex to give to their clients. We have heard many people complaining about how long it takes, the documents they have to present, you know, to be sent to the Bank of Ghana for clearance before they get forex from their own accounts, their own forex accounts. They cannot get transfers that they have to make to people they buy goods from abroad. They are not able to do that. They are incurring losses as a result of that. Ladies and gentlemen, the shortage of dollars in the bank has been so pronounced that importers have gone public to express their frustration about the situation. It is evident that the Bank of Ghana has been intervening significantly in the forex market through auctions, bilateral sales, and using other tools, despite the Bank of Ghana governor denying such intervention were happening.
So that's Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, who is the immediate past finance minister. Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Kweku Asante joins us with more details from this particular news conference. Kweku, the government has some recommendations on how the city's game can be sustained. Hello, Kweku. Do we have, okay, Kweku, the minority, I mean, in all of this news conference they had, also made proposals as to how the city's gain can be sustained. What did they say?
Well, yes, according to former information minister, also former Western Housing Minister, Kojoto Nkrumah, a couple of things the government might be looking at very keenly, particularly when it comes to the gold for oil program that the government cancelled earlier this year. According to Kojoto Nkrumah, while the government claimed that the gold for oil did not achieve its internet, for which reason they cancelled it, they in the minority continue to insist that the government must reinstate that program to anchor the city for it to continuously appreciate against the major trading currency.
The central bank's intervention, in addition to the gold purchase program, are the major contributors. The IMF has already warned the government that you cannot continue to dump $1.4 billion every 6 months on the market. Today, gold prices are high. The previous government introduced a gold purchase program, which you are following. You've only rebranded PMMC as Gold Board, and you've now sort of expropriated everybody out of gold exports. But you haven't introduced any new policy. But gold prices may not forever be high. Therefore, this approach is not sustainable. We're encouraging the government to, among other things, on the supply side, ensure that exports, forex earnings on exports are properly retired into the Ghanaian jurisdiction. The LOC requirements must be better attended to. And then even on the demand side, we will recommend that they should still pay some attention to the gold for oil program. Despite the fact that the minister tried to pretend there was no gold for oil program. In fact, you heard him saying that there was no gold for oil program. The Bank of Ghana itself has admitted that there was. And the government itself, he had forgotten that the government itself previously had admitted. You recall the government announced that they have cancelled the gold for oil program. How do you cancel a program that doesn't exist? You see, the propaganda is beginning to expose them. We are suggesting that on the demand for forex side, the government should pay more attention to the major elements that add up to demand for forex.
Whilst the majority is making proposals as to how the gains can be sustained, they also have a warning for the government.
Well, yes, time. Dr. Gideon Boakon, member of the Finance Committee, speaking. He says the government must tone down on what they call the propaganda. For instance, he claims that there is no point during the presidency of the price of a dollar to ever goes to 17 cities. Recall that the finance minister talked about how the government had made to reduce the dollar to CD from 17 just about 10.4. According to Gideon Boakon, those claims are false, and the government must tone down on the propaganda against the CD.
The minister claimed that there has been a reverse of the CD depreciation to the 2022 level. And here he mentions the fact that they inherited a CD to dollar rate of 17 cedis to $1, and they have brought it down to 10.4 cedis to the dollar. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a plain lie. there has never been any record by the Bank of Ghana during the last 8 years of the previous MPP government whereby a dollar was sold at the interbank market for 17 cedis. It never happened. You can pull the historical data at Bank of Ghana and you will never see this happening anywhere. In any case, if you look at the data put out by the finance minister, he computes or talks about the rate of appreciation in paragraph 43 VII, and he states, and I quote, as at the end of June 2025, the cedi appreciated by 42.6% against the dollar, unquote. This is the rate of appreciation the minister talks about. I want you all to do a simple mathematics. From 17 to 10.4, you do the exchange rate computation, 10.4 minus 17 divided by 10.4. If indeed they met the cedi to dollar rate in January 2025 at 17, the appreciation would have been around 65%.
So that's Dr. Gideon Boakun there. But I have our lead data analyst here in the studio. Kofi, help us put this into context. What have we been checking on the pronouncement by government and that of the minority? What do we know?
I think the big focus now is on the debt stock and how it has reduced. Per the checks we are doing and what we have found, it is simply because of the exchange rate situation. Because if you look at our debt stock in dollar terms, it's been rising since 2023. In dollar terms, we were owing, according to the finance minister's own data that he put out in the media budgets, we're owing $52.4 billion in 2023. And then it reduced to $49.4 billion in 2024, significant because of the debt restructuring and the moratorium we got and all of that. Then as of June 2025, with the provisional data we are getting from the finance ministry, the debt stock has now moved from $49.4 billion to now $59.4 billion. Exactly. Mm. And Kojo, the reason why we are having the cedi component reducing to 613 is because of the exchange rate.
Okay.
So with $59.42 billion, if you had used the old exchange rate of, let's say, 15 cedis, 50 pesos, our debt stock in cedi term would have been 9.
Is that interbank 15?
Well, that's the average we're getting before the close of the year.
Okay.
I mean, if you look at it from December to
interbank trade.
The interbank,
okay.
December to before the cedi started gaining power,
okay,
you would have had a debt stock of 921 billion Ghana cedis.
That's huge.
Now, because the cedi is doing so well, if you compare that, 59.42, if you multiply by 10.45 or 10.4, you will get around the figure that the ministry is the finance ministry is quoting right now, which is $613 billion Ghana cedis.
Reduction of around
300 billion. And it's simply not because we are not borrowing or somebody has paid the debt. It is simply because of the external component of the debt stock, which is priced in dollars. And so when you have the cedi gaining strength and you have the cedi appreciating, if you do the conversion, that side becomes smaller.
Okay.
Remember that 2023, the finance minister had told us reading the 2023 budget that just because the cedi lost power against the dollar, we added about over 90 billion Ghana cedis to our debt stock, not because we were borrowing, but just because of the exchange rate differentials.
Mm-hmm.
So it tells you that our debt stock is currently at the 43.8 to GDP ratio, simply because of the exchange rates,
okay,
and not because somebody's paying that
off.
Absolutely.
So that the minority got it right to say government has not paid anything, right?
Well, to
but
say,
they also failed to appreciate that the government's performance in getting the cedi to stabilize is what has caused the reduction.
Well, right? the current government has a plan to pay a part of our debt stock, and this year they budget 9.12 billion.
Mm.
We don't have available data to know whether this 9.1 billion they've paid their component or they are yet to pay all of that.
Okay.
So we can't say the minority is right. But what we know is that amortization of the principal payment of our debt this year is estimated about 9.12 billion
at
Ghana cedis. Already we are getting indication, Kojo, from the IMF program. If you look at what was said about the previous administration, and this is the IMF's own judgment. It says that the new government, which here he is referring, I'm quoting from the IMF recent assessment of the Ghanaian economy, and the report says the new government, which is referring to the Mahama administration, has expressed strong support for reforms under the fund supported program. Then it goes ahead to say that the authorities here, referring to the Mahama administration again, says see the latter, which is the Akufo-Addo administration, as having played a key role in stabilizing the economy and providing a credible anchor to address long-standing vulnerabilities and buttress confidence. This is from the IMF.
All right.
And that's their judgment.
Kofi, I'm grateful to you for joining us here. Time for us to bring in Dr. Gideon Boakun. He is member of the Finance Committee of Parliament and also MP for Tano North. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining us here. Does it matter whether a reduction in our public debt is due to the exchange rates or the payment of some of the debt? You understand the economy, economics. Doesn't really matter.
Hello,
Doc, do I have you?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now, yes.
Yeah, it does matter to the extent that it helps your books to be well positioned, because as you are saying, once you appreciate your currency, and the city component of the debt comes down, anyone who is looking at your books gets the understanding that you are doing something good and therefore your debt levels are coming down. But the truth is also that whenever you have currency appreciation, it is the city component of your debt that is seen to be dropping, but the dollar component of the debt remains as it is. And that is why, as your friend indicated, you will see that when you look at the external component, which is the dollar component of the debt, it is increasing. But the CD component, because of the appreciation of the CD, has come down. But ask yourself, when maturity period for these debts are due and you're going to pay in dollars, you're not going to pay in CDs. So that reduction, if I am allowed to state, appears more or less as for aesthetic reasons and not in practice something that you will gain from when it comes to the repayment of the debt, because the external component of the debt will still have to be serviced in US dollar terms or in the foreign currency and not the local currency terms. So that is basically what the difficulty is.
But if the city is strong, it means I'll require lesser cedis than I would have if the city was weak against the dollar, not so?
Well, when it comes to the national accounts, it's not always the case that if you have to service debt in dollars, you use cedis to go and buy dollars. I mean, that's why countries keep international reserves in foreign exchange, and therefore you always have FS available. I don't think any serious manager of the country will say that I'm keeping cedis anytime I want to make payments in dollars, I use the cedis to go and buy dollars. You would definitely have to have, a dollar stock that you will use to service some of these debts. So in practice, it doesn't appear the way you want to put it. But as I was saying, there is another issue that we raised that the finance minister talked about. We appreciate the fact that the debt rate of debt accumulation is in the negative, i.e. there is an indication of 15.6% reduction in the rate of debt accumulation. But our difficulty also lied in the fact that the minister tried to indicate that this is the first time that Ghana has recorded such negative rate of accumulation, and that is why we sought to put out that statement by the minister cannot be true, because in actual sense, we are having a reduction of 113 billion cedis. But if you look at the data very well, between November and December 2022, you remember that is where the cedi appreciated so much. From November, the cedi was selling at 13.1 to the dollar. By December 2022, it had reduced to 8.3. So there was a 5 cedi reduction in the price of the cedi relative to the dollar. So that was the highest appreciation of the cedi that we had in 2022. And at that time, our debt in terms of cedi reduced from 382.7 billion to 240.9 billion cedis within 1 month. So within that particular month, under the previous government, our debt stock in cedi has reduced by 141.8 billion. So if you have had a period where the debt stock reduced by 141.8 billion because of the appreciation of the cedi, and today you are having the debt stock in cedi has reduced by 113 billion, you cannot say that this is unprecedented and this is the first time it has happened. In fact, in 2024, October, our debt stock reduced by about 42 billion cedis because of similar situation. So that is why we suggested to the minister that he should slow down and be a little bit humble instead of trying to, you know, blow horns where there's no need. That statement he made in parliament was unfortunate. It is not true. We appreciate what is happening, but he should admit that this has happened before in the previous government. They have seen higher levels of appreciation of the cedi than we are experiencing today.
But it's also okay for them to claim what they've been able to do so far to get the cedi to where it is, right?
I mean, no doubt about that. No, and nobody is disputing that. But I'm saying that when you are performing in a class today and you're scoring 82, don't try to brag that you are the first to score 82 in the class, because last year somebody scored 90. That is what we are drawing the minister's attention to. It's all good for us if the city appreciates. Okay, but let us be truthful when we are trying to appreciate the data. Okay. The other thing that we drew the minister's attention is the fact that, yes, we appreciate that appreciation or stability of the cedi is good. But the most important thing, like I said, there are two critical features of any currency that we must pay attention to all the time. The rate of exchange of the currency with respect to other trading partners is good, but also equally important is the purchasing power of the currency, because in natural sense, the true value of a currency does not lie in its rate of exchange, but the purchasing power. So you would have stability. But what then becomes the purchasing power of the currency that you are using, especially in the domestic market? And that is where you would want to look at the price, general level of prices of goods and services on the market, and see whether or not the value of the currency is able to get you the produce that you need in terms of demand. And that is where my worry is, because if you look at the situation now and you go to the Ghanaian market today, there is some level of appreciation of prices, increases of prices on the market. I am not suggesting that because inflation is coming down, automatically prices must go down. The downward stickiness applies. But I am also worried that if you look at the GDP deflator, which is more or less the implicit price deflator, the level of reduction of the GDP deflator, which usually look at the general price increases on the market, is not as much as we are seeing in the reduction of headline inflation.
Okay. All right.
And that raises a lot of concern. And just opposing that with the taxes that we are introducing today, there is a likelihood that prices will go up on the market in no time. And so the minister would always have to check some of these things and not just jump to the market to the free and claim credit for things that have not properly been crystallized. When it happens that way, then we are heading for trouble going forward. So we are all in to help the government to deliver and deliver well. In actual sense, if they do S up to S level and another government comes and continues, it's all good for us.
But okay, Doc, I'm grateful to you. Let me bring in Kofi Akonoko, who is Vice Chairman, Economy and Development Committee of Parliament. I'm grateful to you, Mr. Akonoko, for joining here. Now, isn't the minority right to say that, well, you can state what you've been able to do, but be factual in whatever you present?
Kujo, thank you very much, and then for the opportunity. I believe I've had a chance to listen to my colleagues speak with regards to the press conference and the latest comment by my colleague. The only thing is that they are struggling to be in opposition. And then they have to sit down and understand that being in an opposition doesn't mean that even when the government is performing, even when the finance minister is doing so well, we must not commend him, but be forced to be seen as playing a role in opposition. Kujo, how is the feeling on the market by the ordinary Ghanaian as we speak today, as compared to December or January 2025? Kujo, he's talking about debt you've not serviced. In the budget that which they have a copy, the finance minister was emphatic that amount of $700 billion as euro bonds having serviced. Kujo, we're talking about 10 billion Ghana cedis domestic bondholders to has been paid, and then many billions of Ghana cedis on the expenditure of the government. So for them to say that at one point we must not claim credit, and another point, if things are well, we must attribute all the good happenings to them, it's a bit funny, if I should put it that way, Kujo.
But he says that, for example, if you look at the CD exchange, yes, things are working right, are working okay. But he says with the introduction of some taxes, prices will go up again. Not for sure there.
These people have always been pessimistic. Because you should not be consulting these MPP guys to even solicit from them their views on how to manage the economy. We gave them the mandate for 8 years, and what happened? I think it would be better if you go to Legon or UCC and bring out the professors there to be able to at least come out with a refreshing view. But these are the same people that handled this country and plunged us into this gacha. Because he was making a case that it has never happened that the CD at any point in time went up to 17 CDs to a dollar. But the same former finance minister is saying that the Abochi now is selling a CD for 12 CDs. I can tell him that in Takwade, after December 2024, the dollar was about 17.5 on the black market. I can say for a fact.
In Takrad, it was selling for how much?
Yes, on the black market, it was 17.5 getting to 18 cedis.
When was this?
December 2024. You know, but you are saying that on the records of Bank of Ghana, there's nothing like 17 cedis. And now the finance minister is telling that In the records of the Bank of Ghana, Cedi is trading, the dollar is trading at a Cedi of a figure of 10.5, and you are doubting it.
Okay.
Who does that?
I'm grateful to you, Kofi. Let me bring in Professor Patrick, assuming he's an economist. Prof, from where you sit, where are we? What do you make of this argument that is being done between the minority and the majority? Hello, Prof.
Listeners, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. So, thank you for having me. Well, I think, you know, the question you started with one of them was, I mean, does it really matter? Well, I guess from a political point of view, it matters, because people have been in power at different periods and done different things. I think, so, first, you know, you read, Isaac read the IMF's own position on this, and it's clear that the foundations that's been laid by 1.5 years of the implementation of the IMF under the previous administration has played a role in bringing public finances into the order that we have now.
Okay. So in terms of the appreciation of... You're making a point, sir.
The economy didn't start from that period. And you is the IMF program is not the only thing that the previous administration did. So when you are examining what people have done, you take everything in totality. So yes, the debt restructuring has has played a crucial role. And even the appreciation of the currency, I'm sure when you study the information that the Bank of Ghana put out, it's clear that the reserves, the building up of reserves started in the previous administration. I think the only thing that doesn't work for the current minority is that at the time that they were putting some of these measures in place, some of the other complementary policies that could have brought relief much faster, you know, they didn't do it. You recall that when we were doing the DDEP, a lot of Ghanaians were clamoring, were giving that if you are asking us to make sacrifices, we also need to make some kind of sacrifices in terms of streamlining government expenditure, reducing the size of government. Unfortunately for them, that didn't happen. And suddenly, a new administration came into place and decided that it's going to do more expenditure management. And then, you know, combined with other things that have worked in favor of the economy, things have turned up. So I think this whole thing is, yes, you know, I don't think there's any debate that the program that was started by the previous administration has contributed to what we have. But at the same time, the new administration has taken things, have made some add-ons that the previous administration had the chance to do that they didn't do.
Okay. I'm grateful to you, Professor Patrick Esuming, that he's an economist. This is Top Story brought to you by Telecell Connecting. And just up next is Newsnight.